that to eat with three fingers is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learned that there are medical benefits in doing this. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir bin Rabi'a radiallahu anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat food with three fingers and then would lick them clean after eating the food. Subhanallah. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to order us to lick our fingers and wipe the used dish clean and said, you do not know as to which part of the food has blessings. So that if you clean the plate with your finger and made sure it was completely clean, you've taken all of it and inshallah the blessings with it. Today, regretfully, we don't adopt these beautiful manners. My dear Islamic brothers, there are a few fortunate people who are reaping these rewards by consuming their food in accordance with the sunnah. The above hadith very clearly states that blessings can be in any part of the food. Yet when we look at our plates, we see that we've left so much. Not only are we disrespecting and wasting this food, but we are missing out on these blessings. A lot of the time when we sit down to eat and there is meat on a bone, we take the portions which are easy to take and then leave the bone to one side, yet it still has a lot of meat on it. We consider it an insult in a way to spend time cleaning the bone. And out of arrogance, we toss it to one side. This is wrong. This is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. We should take care to make sure that every edible particle on the bone is cleaned and consumed properly. If possible, we should make sure that anything left in the plate is properly eaten so that there is very little or no wastage. Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'b bin Ujrah radiallahu anhu has narrated, I once saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat with his thumb, his index finger and the middle finger. I then saw that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam licked his fingers clean before wiping them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first licked the middle finger, then the index finger and then finally the thumb. SubhanAllah. In this way, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, we learn the sunnah of how to clean the fingers. And if we act upon this, just the amal, just the act of actually licking your fingers will get you great reward. And the reward of acting on a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lick the fingers three times. The scholars write that if there are still particles of food on the fingers, even if after you've licked them three times, then lick them again. But make sure that your fingers are clean. It is stated in Shumail al-Tirmizi that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lick his fingers clean three times after eating. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, whoever licks his fingers and wipes the plate after eating, Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him satisfied in the world and the hereafter. Do we need anything else? Look at this amazing hadith in Mubarakah. What are we doing? We are carrying out that activity we do all the time. We are just eating. That's what we're doing. But because we're doing it in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we receive the glad tidings of this hadith in Mubarakah, that whoever licks his fingers and wipes the plate clean after eating, Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him satisfied in the world and the hereafter. SubhanAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to act upon this beautiful sunnah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the plate should not be removed unless the eater has wiped it clean himself or he has made somebody else wipe it clean, as there are more blessings at the end. Today, our plates, when we collect them at the end, have food still in them. Has this Sayyidina Nubashah radiallahu anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever wipes the plate clean after eating, the plate will make dua for his forgiveness. SubhanAllah. What an amazing hadith in Mubarakah in Sunan ibn Majah. That Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wipes the plate clean after eating, the plate will make dua for his forgiveness. SubhanAllah. In another hadith in Mubarakah, it is also mentioned that the plate says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, free him from the fire of hell as he has freed me from shaitan. Why? Because the renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, has said that if the plate is used for eating and left and not cleaned, then the shaitan licks it. So by cleaning your plate, using your finger, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you not only gain the blessings, but you also defeat the shaitan. And in the same book, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan goes on and says, wiping the plate clean after eating shows respect for food and saves it from being wasted. Leaving the plate with food particles on it causes flies to settle on it. Furthermore, mazallah, the leftover food is thrown away on the garbage heap, which is a disrespect. If every person left a little amount of food in your household, just think about how much food you'd be wasting in every meal, in every day, in a week, in a month. Kilos of food going to waste, and many, many virtues and blessings disappearing onto the garbage heap. Today, we should make it a habit of making sure that our plates are clean, making sure that our children learn this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.